This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in Nashville say the school shooter who killed six people at a Christian school on Monday before being shot dead by police was being treated for an emotional disorder. The attacker was a former student at the school.
Police are releasing more information about the shooter in Nashville who killed three children and three adults at a local school. Audrey Hale had bought seven weapons over the years.
They were legally purchased. Three of those weapons were used.
Police Chief John Drake says Hale hid the weapons from their parents.
She was under care, doctor's care, for an emotional disorder. Law enforcement knew nothing about the treatment she was receiving, but her parents felt that she should not own weapons.
Drake says they're still looking for a motive. Drake says Hale may have had some resentment for having to go to that school. I'm Ed Donahue.
The AP's been talking exclusively with Ukraine's President Zelensky about Russia's war in Ukraine.
Zelensky says Russian leader Vladimir Putin is poised to take advantage of any victory.
He will sell this victory to West, to his society, to China, to Iran, to all the countries.
Zelensky worries that unless his nation wins a drawn-out battle in the key eastern city of Bakhmut, Russia will begin building international support for a deal that could require Ukraine to make unacceptable compromises. I'm Jennifer King.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is pushing back against President Biden's suggestion that Netanyahu walk away from a contentious plan to overhaul the legal system. Netanyahu says Israel makes its own decisions. New AP poll, 6 in 10 adults say the government spends too much money. But majorities also favor more funding for infrastructure, health care, and social security. Economists estimate it could cost California hundreds of billions of dollars to compensate black residents for generations of discrimination. This is AP News. It's a turn on the world stage for Britain's King Charles.
Britain's new king will make his debut on the world stage in Germany, 550 miles northeast of where he'd intended to start. With the first leg cancelled due to protests over planned pension changes in France, the trip now starts in Berlin, where German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier will welcome Charles and Camilla, the Queen Consort, at the historic Brandenburg Gate. The King is scheduled to give a speech to the Bundestag, Germany's parliament, on Thursday. He will also meet Chancellor Olaf Scholz, talk to Ukrainian refugees, and will meet with British and German military personnel who are working together on joint projects. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And on Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 37 points yesterday. The S&P fell 6 points. The Nasdaq was down as well, 52 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.